right. Well, you know, we saw years ago when Smithfield was purchased by a Chinese company linked to the CCP. And we've seen farmland being gobbled up near military bases in, well, North Dakota and Florida and all across this country of ours. What's the game? And the game is controlling food. And China has infiltrated our agricultural systems just like everything else they've gotten their fingers into. It's not a good place for us to be. We shouldn't stand for it. We should be aware of it, and we should put an end to it, especially when it comes to packing our food, our farmland, processing our food, and, of course, Tyson, you know, guilty as well of some bad behavior. Also, China having a role in that. Anna Mao is a member of the new federal state of China joining me now. Anna, nice to see you.
Nice to see you again, Steve. Thank you for having me here.
Yeah, if you control the food, you control the people. This is pretty simple stuff. Smithfield was bought back in 2004. It is the largest meat packer in America, owned and operated by a Chinese company directed by the CCP. And as they said, hey, we don't want to do this anymore, they pulled the plug on it. Boy, it would cripple America. So that makes agriculture a weapon, doesn't it?
Agriculture is seen as a weapon right now, set up by the CCP. Now, of course, we know we're no longer just fighting the battle across the soils of other countries, but at this moment, we are fighting a war on the soil of our own nation. You know, there's an internal, the external, we have witnessed through many to realize the problems within. So it is all about what we say, using America against America. And also it is using yours, mine, the taxpayers' money against ourselves. So that's what we have seen so far. And speaking of agriculture as weapon, a good example you have mentioned just then really shows us as how the CCP have been playing the games. It is not a single case. There's many cases and many instances where they use from all the production line from the very beginning on the farmland, on the soil, to the factories, to the external source that we as consumers get in touch with. All the access is being controlled.
Mm. Yeah, I've traveled enough to see Chinese intervention in countries in Africa and Central America and South America, where they've come in, they cut deals with governments that are poor, and they provide, you know, the building of roads or bridges like they did in Costa Rica. And then Costa Rica opens up their fishing access to the Chinese. And they say, okay, you have to fish, you know, 3 miles or farther out. And the Chinese come into a quarter mile or a half mile, set up their fishing vessels, net everything out, destroy the fishery, and move on. China is not respectful to their smaller host countries. Why would I expect them to be respectful to American agriculture?
They're not respectful to anywhere that we have seen. And that's a part of their plans. And as we have seen, not only just the way they have been developing, using all the arable land in communist China, they're also trying to access different agreements everywhere, for example, in South American countries. And this is to dollarize the whole global economy. And it is also an attempt to make the U.S. Dependent on the CCP. And like you have mentioned there as well, the investments in Africa and in Latin America and in many of the developing countries, they have been, the CCP has been investing in very a long time. So it's the importance of food in relation to their political power and position in their world. They have been very developed into that. Controlling the BRICS nations. Yeah, it's all about the game.
And let me ask you this, because there's two other countries here that we do tremendous amount of trading with. Our number one trading partner is Canada. Our number two trading partner is Mexico. And you can't go into an American grocery store today without seeing, you know, your avocados all come from Mexico. So do the strawberries, the grapes, the lettuce. You can go right down the list. And so I would assume that the Chinese Communist Party, with its close relationship with Mexico and so many other things, allowing millions of people to flow freely into the United States, which is fueled in large part by Chinese efforts and the fentanyl that flows in, I would expect that China has a large hand in Mexican agriculture, too, which is also a threat to the United States because there are, well, they're right there on the border and our number two trading partner. What do you say?
Yeah, the CCP does have heavy influence in the Latin American countries. And like the example you've used, Mexico and also many other countries as well. And just from economically, we can see from the trade, And from these countries using, we have seen a lot of Huawei systems, and then you have the government, the whole systems being brought up as well as being infiltrated. We are no stranger to this, and we have seen it in the past 2 years as really good examples of what has been happening as of now. So that's why food and agriculture is not just a simple matter. We should view this as a national security standpoint and not just about bordering countries. So many of the areas of land the CCP purchased in the United States are close to military installations. And right. We know the Chinese Communist Party set up different places and the military installations around the nations in the United States. And that's why it is a problem.
Yeah, you know, the definition of socialism is controlling the means of production, no private ownership of anything. The government comes in and takes control of agricultural land. They come and take control of factories and so forth. Obviously, I can't look the other way from this critical feature, food, which if they have unrestricted access to, whether it's Smithfield, America's largest meatpacking company, which is owned by China, or Tyson, which has tight ties to China. These are just two very easy examples of how vulnerable we are. Because again, if you can control the food, Anna, you can control the people. That's the point, and they know that. Not to mention, China has a lot of mouths to feed. They're happy to exploit American farmland and not feed Americans, but feed people back in mainland China, aren't they?
That's right. And that's why they're using the game and trying to control the way that has been played. And it is, you know, all this, it's much easier to use and to implement effective control when it comes to letting the people depend on the government for food, for clothing, for shelter, for work, for healthcare. It is much easier to control than to use as soldiers or as weapons to control the people. And many times people don't realize, for the ordinary people, we don't realize where the problem stands. We
Let
don't
me ask
realize
you this.
That they can use these weaponized.
Should we allow China to own one square inch of American land? Should we allow any foreign country to own land in America, especially China? Should we allow them to own anything inside the United States?
Absolutely not. Because the land standing here is belong to the American people. It's belong to this land that we stand on. It's belong to the people. We should not sell out or just given out the land towards the countries we know have adversaries, have all these the problems that we have dealt with in the past years, all these issues we have seen in the decades past. And we should not give up our land. That is our rights, and that is where we stand as a people, and the you know, the hard work for all of us. We're not going to give that away. Absolutely not.
Absolutely not. And it's just dangerous. It's like letting the fox straight into the hen house, and the fox eats all the chickens, and then what do you have? Feathers.
Oh, certainly.
Feathers. That's what you have left. There's no food. Anyhow, Anna Mao, member of the New Federal State of China, NFSC Speaks, a place to find them on Twitter and other social media platforms, NFSC Speaks. Go ahead and look that up and stay informed about this threat that people seem to forget about from time to time. We don't hear on this program, Anna. I greatly appreciate you always bringing the truth and common sense for people to understand what we are really dealing with. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
All right, we'll take a quick break. When we come back, are the coins in your pocket worth a fortune? Do you have a $1 million coin in your pocket? Somebody might. We'll talk about it on the Steve Gruber Show.
Have you been avoiding medical care over the last few years due to the craziness and lack of trust? I understand. My name is Dr. Molly James, founder of the James Clinic, and we are medicine outside the box. We take time and really listen to your concerns so we understand what's going on and can get you results. Check us out online today at jamesclinic.com. Coming soon to Shelby Township at 22nd and Van Dyke. 636-751-9440.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.
At the Michigan Chamber, we're here to help our state's businesses tackle the tough issues in the legislative, political, and legal arenas so job providers can grow and thrive. We pride ourselves on our hustle, making sure no one works harder or gets more done. That's why we've been voted the most effective membership organization for 18 years running. If there's an issue affecting you and your business, we're here to help. The Michigan Chamber, on the job for you, to protect, connect, and strengthen.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber or how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Nurse, set up an IV. And you, her boyfriend, you were the driver?
Yes, doctor, but I didn't mean to hurt her. I only had a few drinks. I was just buzzed.
Just buzzed? Oh, then your girlfriend is fine.
Hey, sweetie, I feel great.
She's really okay?
What, are you kidding? No, not really. Nurse, get me a suture kit. Stat.
Buzzed driving. Maybe we should stop acting like it's no big deal. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.